The Land That Time Forgot by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Chapter 1. It must have been a little after 3 o'clock in the afternoon that it happened, the afternoon of June 3, 1916. It seems incredible that all that I have passed through, all those weird and terrifying experiences, should have been encompassed within so short a span as 3 brief months. Rather might I have experienced a cosmic cycle with all its changes and evolutions for that which I have seen with my own eyes in this brief interval of time. Things that no other mortal eye had seen before. Glimpses of a world past, a world dead, a world so long dead that even in the lowest Cambrian stratum no trace of it remains. Fused with the melting inner crust, it is passed forever beyond the ken of man, other than in that lost pocket of the earth whither fate has borne me, and where my doom is sealed. I am here, and here must remain. After reading this far, my interest, which already had been stimulated by the finding of the manuscript, was approaching the boiling point. I had come to Greenland for the summer, on the advice of my physician, and was slowly being bored to extinction, as I had thoughtlessly neglected to bring sufficient reading matter. Being an indifferent fisherman, my enthusiasm for this form of sport soon waned. Yet in the absence of other forms of recreation, I was now risking my life in an entirely inadequate boat off Cape Farewell at the southernmost extremity of Greenland. Greenland. As a descriptive appellation, it is a sorry joke. But my story has nothing to do with Greenland, nothing to do with me. So I shall get through with the one and the other as rapidly as possible. The inadequate boat finally arrived at a precarious landing, the natives, waist-deep in the surf, assisting. I was carried ashore, and while the evening meal was being prepared, I wanted...